Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Joining us now, as he does every Thursday, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Athletic Director, University of Maryland Terrapins. Ask the AD is sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio, three favorites for $15.99, plus $2 off those personal pitchers. And here he is. Let's talk to our buddy Jim Smith. Jim, how are you feeling this morning?
Great, Bob. How are you?
Hanging in there. And, man, the soccer team, they are running that donut across everyone in their path so far this season. But last night, in front of a packed house down in College Park, Bruins got them. Two goals in the second half. But tough loss, obviously. Not going to win the Big Ten championship. My question is, because I'm not an aficionado, Jim, on the NCAA tournament field when it comes to men's soccer, is it a champions-only league, or do at-large bids are very real in this regard with the selections coming out on Monday?
No, Bob, we're definitely going to be in the tournament. Nice. We're going to be hosting, we were the number one team in the country going into that one. So you can't go from number one to being out. Even in college sports, you can't go from number one to being out. So we're going to have, and we feel really confident we're going to be hosting another home game. It'll be another huge crowd. And, you know, I know the guys will, it's their first loss of the year. I know they're angry, and they'll be ready to go when we host in 10 days or so.
Yep. Bids come out on Monday, the 17th. So Maryland men, tough loss last night, but advancing to the ultimate goal, hopefully winning a national championship. Now the basketball men, Jim, they win the other night against Alcorn State. And, you know, they started banging some threes late, still hitting them free throws like a champ, no doubt about it. Payne's been a stud throughout his very early Maryland career. But Buzz is going back to Rutgers, going back to Marquette on Saturday, where he had great success, took them to an Elite Eight and multiple tournament appearances, coached a lot of studs. Jimmy Buckets, for instance, is one of them. For Buzz Williams, I mean, is he all business Maryland, or is there going to be some melancholy stuff once he gets back to Milwaukee for the first time in a while, by the way?
I think it's all business with Buzz. Yeah. I feel very confident that the guys are going to be ready to play, and they're not even going to know Buzz coached there. And what you said is very true about wherever you go with Buzz, and that you're going to have a great record. They're going to have people who really like him, and he's going to go in there, and he's not going to be thinking about anything but that game on that day in the Maryland uniform.
Hey, Jim, when we look at, you know, the Big Ten, you know, I mean, I coached at Minnesota, Notre Dame in college. You were at Ohio State. The realistic view of Maryland football is what? Because when I look at it, you know, it doesn't have the reputation football-wise of, or the money of like Ohio State, Michigan, you know, Oregon, USC, even Indiana now because of the money and stuff. Where do you see Maryland fitting in, you know, because they should be comparable to who?
Vinny, it's a great question, and I think, you know, if we're going to look, everybody's going to look at Indiana as a program to model after. And I think, you know, when you really do the research and peel back how Indiana did it, they started 4 years ago and really started making investments into the program and then gained a little momentum and caught a little bit of lightning in a bottle. And then everything's been flowing from there. And I think that's the, you know, that's where I certainly believe that's where Maryland can be. We're in the beautiful part is, hey, we're in the DMV. So we have the athletes already here and they want to play here. They want to stay here. So we've got to give the rest of the package to our coaches and to our football program, which is when I say the rest of the package, I mean resources. And we've got to all come to the table. That's why I was hitting you up for NIL earlier this year.
Right.
We've all got to do this together. It's not just a one-man show and putting everything on the one guy to say, hey, he's got to do it all. The organization, meaning the department's got to contribute. The university has to contribute. And all our fans have to be a part of this this success that we're going to have here at Maryland.
But when you say that, Jim, and you know what? I would agree, but are they the outlier, Indiana, you know, and are, you know, does Maryland, you know, because I agree with you. And how have they got it done? Because they got, by winning, they got the fans involved. And you know, I mean, you know this better than we do. By winning, people get happy. And like when we won a national championship, probably same thing as you at Ohio State. We won a national championship. They got more money, you know, in endowments and stuff than they ever got, you know, because of winning. And winning brings in happiness, money, people loosen up their pocketbooks. So to me, that is why Indiana, you know, probably financially, they can go pay a bunch of guys. Right now, you can't, you know, and that's it. You can't pay a quarterback $11 million like Michigan. You can't pay $25 million like Ohio State does. So, I mean, that's the dilemma where you're at, my opinion.
Well, it is a dilemma, but it's a solvable one, right? I think you said it best. Where does all that money come from?
Boosters.
Fans. Yes. Yeah.
So it comes from the people who believe that they want their flagship school to be successful in their state. And I think that's where Ohio State started. If Indiana started 4 years ago, Ohio State started 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so there is a little bit of a runway here. And we are in, you know, I've been here 4.5 months. And, you know, so from my perspective, we're in year one of this new era of college football. And so we're building towards it. And I'm not going to say we don't have people who we have people who are stepping up for this program. And they're stepping up, starting with our effort to retain the players that we have and recruit in new players. So I know it's going to sound crazy because you're just going to say I'm trying to spin it a certain way. I actually feel really good about where we are going into next year. We got a solid foundation, and I know what we have to work with, which is much different than what Locks in the group had to work with last year.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny, at Haney 105.7 The Fantasy. He does every Thursday. And just going back to early Ralph, when I was a season ticket holder, Jim Smith, you know, I got old and I couldn't afford it anymore. I didn't feel like driving. I got 5 TVs in my house. But when Ralph had the early success, all of a sudden the Tizer Tower got built. Say, like, hey, we're going to build this into this monstrosity. This was pre-NIL. So when you get that sort of fan support and the enthusiasm for the program, you know, people are going to start throwing some dough. To that point, how is the fundraising? How are they going? Not just for football, which is huge, because all this conference expansion is because of football, let's face it. But how's that happening, and how is it going to hopefully improve as we get into the end of the season, into the off season, and then into March?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Madness and beyond.
Well, I think it's actually, there's good momentum here at Maryland. I think we just launched a massive campaign. People definitely believe in the university and what it means to the community, to the state. And I believe that there's a number of people who can feel and understand kind of how I'm outlining what we need to do over the next 3 years to get this program to where Vinny mentioned those other schools. That's where we want to aspire to be. Now, I don't think you need to have the most money to be successful long term. You have to have smart money, and you have to invest it right. Right? And Vinny knows it because he's managed the salary cap before in professional sports. If all the money is the same, then it comes down to the talent of the people managing the cap. Now, all the money isn't the same, but it is more common amongst the majority of the schools out there than most people think.
Jim Smith, AD, University of Maryland. Jim, what else is happening down at College Park as we head into this weekend? What, less than 2 weeks away, I guess, 3 weeks from Thanksgiving?
Hey, come see Brenda Freese's team. Women's basketball is a lot of fun to watch. We're going to play Towson tonight. You know, anytime you can get out to catch basketball out here, it's always a great night. So hope to see lots of Terps here tonight and for all our future basketball games.
Pick a song, Jim Smith. It is Total Request Thursday.
So I'm going to go with Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger. Look at you. Oh, by the way, you must not have heard me a couple of weeks ago. Double X. Double X for that sweater I was asking about. Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Jim, we appreciate it. Have fun with football. Have fun with hoops this weekend. And we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Yep, good
Thanks,
luck
guys.
Saturday. Yep.
Here's Jim Smith, everybody. We'll come back. Talk to Nolan McGraw. We're going to get to, let's see, we got Vinny's film study of the Cleveland Browns defense. Because that's going to be the one that,
no doubt,
if there's a ball game, that's going to be the side of the football that makes things interesting. Whip around 11:15, what happened in the world of sports last night. Jerry Coleman, preview the Ravens and Browns with him. Ravens 7.5-point favorites. No Lamar Jackson, but no worries, right? He's good.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.